Welcome to the Dirt Doctor Show for natural, organic gardening advice. And now the Dirt Doctor, my dad, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody back to the show. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. This hour brought to you by In Howard's Garden, because I'm going to spend the time catching up on a couple of things that I meant to talk about in the first hour, and then we'll get back to the phone. So hang in there, those of you that are on the line, 866-444-3478 when you hear somebody hang up. The website is dirtdoctor.com. Newsletter's free. Just fill out the form on the homepage, and you'll be right there. We had somebody call and couldn't hold, and hopefully they're still around to hear this, and ask about fire ant control. Fire ant control for the last 30 years has been a piece of cake with an organic program. We haven't had any fire ants at our place in that length of time. We have had a couple of minor outbreaks this year, and I'm hearing from more people than normal that are having fire ant issues, and I think it's from all the heavy rain and the moisture in the soil. If you haven't done it yet, putting out dry molasses as a fertilizer application, even if you've put out an organic fertilizer, you can put out the dry molasses also, 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, somewhere between 15 and 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, and generally it will run them off. One place where I had some fire ants pop up at our place was under the little controller for the lights in the koi pond. There was heat from it that they liked, and they came in, you know, when it was still cold. I knocked them out with natural diatomaceous earth, which you can do in a lot of cases. They don't like it at all. If it's dry, it sucks the moisture out of their bodies and kills them. If it's wet, if the DE gets wet, it won't do you any good. You can also, for the people with problem infestations, mounds of fire ants, the spinosad, either baits or liquids drenched into those mounds, works beautifully. You hear me talk a little bit negatively about spinosad, but that's from the standpoint of spraying it all over the place because it disorients honeybees. But if you have fire ants that are a problem, that the beneficial nematodes will also get rid of them. If the beneficial nematodes didn't get rid of them, or the dry molasses didn't get rid of them, or whatever else you've tried didn't work, the spinosad will. So that's the answer on the fire ants. There's no reason in the world to have to use some kind of toxic chemical. Somebody wrote me this week and said that they had had to use Amdro and wondered why I didn't like it. The reason I don't like it is just look at their MSDS sheet. It's a toxic chemical product, and you're putting down something that disturbs the biological activity in the soil, plus these organic techniques seem to work a whole lot better. In the rest of In Howard's Garden, we're planting a lot of flowers for an event that's coming up, and really specializing this year, this time, in white flowers. White dianthus are just a knockout. I've really been impressed how some of the dianthus from last season have lasted and are doing well, even in some pretty shady conditions. The rain has been tough. The cloudy weather and the rain has kept them from being as pretty as they could be. It's also hurt the geraniums, white geraniums, more than anything. They're trying to reflower again now, but they didn't like all the heavy, heavy rain. Unfortunately, we've got more coming here in this area. We've also used white alyssum. There's some terrific new alyssum that are much larger and beefier and last longer. Doing that, we're doing the euphorbia, my wife Judy's favorite plant, I guess. It was sold as Diamond Frost. It's now available under some other names, but it's a little white euphorbia, and it's blooming when you buy it, and it'll be blooming when you have a heavy freeze in the fall. Our almond verbenas are coming back. They pretty much, I guess all of them, died to the ground this past winter, and they're coming back like gangbusters and already forming the flower heads to start blooming. And that's one of those plants that's going to be a little bit hard to find. I saw some Was shopping. I bought some things from Redenza's the other day, and I noticed that they had some nice ones in stock for those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Angel Trumpets at our place are coming back from the ground. They really limp along right at first, and you may be kind of worried that they're not going to make it, but just hang in there. Organic fertilizer, drench with some Garrett juice, or Garrett Juice Pro would be even better because of the beneficial bacteria and fungi in the product. And you'll see them come on like gangbusters at some point. Over to our experimental gardens at the office, we've got a lot of interesting things going on there. The garlic, I didn't plant garlic this time. I ran out of time and forgot to get any. Garlic's coming up all over the place. It's coming up from the rounds and the little corms that were left, some of the smaller plants, but we've got some extremely large garlic that is trying to form some seed heads right now. And I have to make the decision where I'm going to let them go and become the beautiful flowers. Ours are the big leeks. Some people argue, and probably right, that they're not the true garlic, that they're the elephant garlic. But I've got to decide whether I let them go to flower and enjoy the flowers or cut the flower off and let all the energy go into the bulbs. So we'll make that decision at some point. The thing that's really eye-catching is asparagus. I've got asparagus in three places at the office experimental gardens. I've got it in a couple of places at home. The ones at the experimental gardens are fascinating because they're all doing great. Just beautiful, beautiful spears came up, and it was when we were remodeling the kitchen, and I harvested very little of the spears, and so most of them have gone into these beautiful big 6 foot tall, thick stem ferny plants. The thing that I wanted to pass on to you is this. The biggest bed, the one that's actually in the vegetable garden, has the spears, bigger than my thumb, huge spears, and now turned into the big fronds, like I said. That's the one that I did the experimental pruning on. I cut it down to the ground twice. And I wondered if that would hurt the production. What I'm seeing so far is that it is outproducing the asparagus, where I only cut down some of the spears and left some of the foliage up and didn't have to have it start over again. Now, how cavalier can you be with that? How often can you do it and not hurt the production of the asparagus? I don't have any idea, but I do know at this point that at least once and probably twice without doing any damage, you can cut the asparagus all the way to the ground and have a whole new flush of big spears come up before you let it go into its maturity for the second half of the growing season. So those of you that have tried some version of that and have had some experience, let us know. But that's what ours is so far, and just producing some great, having some great production. It's a pretty plant too. You know, the landscape value of it, if you have it in certain places where you want this real fine textured fern looking plant that's going to be anywhere from 4 feet to 7 feet tall, depending on what variety you planted. It's a good one to do. I think the other thing is, and I sometimes just assume you already know this, but asparagus is kind of like the ginkgo. It's one of those plants that responds tremendously to the organic program. It likes high carbon soils. It likes heavy biological activity in the soil. It likes lots of manure compost. It likes, you know, all the things that we talk about times two. You don't have to do it, but if you do, it makes those spears much, much bigger and have overall a lot more production. Well, there's a few other things we'll get to later, but let's get back to the phone. Stephanie, and where are you calling from, Stephanie? That's a new one on me.
It's actually Kankakee.
Kankakee. All right. Where is that?
Well, Kankakee is 60 miles south of, straight 60 miles south of Chicago,
okay.
Right on the border of Indiana, Illinois.
All right. Great. Well, thanks for calling.
One problem, I've been trying to, we've been raising earthworms.
Okay.
And I know that the casting makes good fertilizer. Now, is there anything that should go on the dirt they eat to make the casting more, you know, organic or better?
Yeah. The thing that you'll see that they'll love more than anything you can do is molasses, liquid or dry molasses, Stephanie. They just love that. And if you mix it with, you know, all the other stuff that you do, paper and food scraps and all that, you'll see tremendous production. Let me put you on hold if you had something else, because I got to run for a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this. Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Hard at work for over 60 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain. 9 water patterns for a variety of uses. Or a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you.
Howard Garrett here for Chia Omega. You know, the healthcare professionals often recommend supplementation of omega-3 for cardiovascular health, joint comfort, and healthy cognition. I recommend the all-natural plant-based Chia Omega family of omega-3 formulas. They combine chia oil with ingredients like DHA, EPA, enzymes, CoQ10, and vitamin D3 for enhanced health benefits. You can find Chia Omega at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. Stephanie, who called from Chicago, and I were talking off the air about ticks, and she was asking what's a non-toxic way to control them, and she wasn't familiar with beneficial nematodes and where to get them. For those of you, and I know there's a lot of other people that haven't done beneficial insects and organisms yet, we've got a place on our website on dirtdoctor.com. I knew it was in there. It's probably in there several places, but one of the easiest places is to go to the library in our website, dirtdoctor.com, and go, everything's in alphabetical order, click on I and go to insects beneficials and then where to buy. It's the title, and it's a list of the insectaries that we know about. Now, how, I don't know if we've updated that list in a while. If you see or if you discover that some of the phone numbers or some of the contact information is not right, let us know and we'll double check it too. But it gives you the main ones, Arbico and Hydra Gardens. Well, let's see. Yeah, Hydra Gardens is on there. Rincon Vitova, M&R Durango, those are all real high-quality insectaries that sell these things mail order. And they do a great job of protecting them really well and sending them to you. It's a great way to go. If your local retail stores, you know, don't have them in stock, check that first, and then you can go to our website and go to insectaries or insects beneficial and have a whole list of them there. And if anybody has any other contacts, any other recommendations where you've bought them, let us know. We'll be glad to add them if you think that they're good quality. That's all we're looking for. Let's see what else. I think that was it. Steve in Chicago also next up. Hi, Steve.
Hello. Hi. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
In Chicago is, I guess, Kankakee is close to Mississippi. I love that area.
I've never been there. I'll have to make the trip.
Oh, yeah. And Galena, Illinois, really amazing. My question is this. We had sod put in place, and it was during the latter part of the year, right before the cutoff in October, early October. And the following year, around June, all of a sudden, the grass started turning yellow, the top parts. And it was really, you know, I was kind of confused. And then later I saw moths and little grubs in the soil, in the sod, the top of the, you know, sod base.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw these little grubs down there. So I just, you know, did a little reading and also listening to you all the time, every Sunday. And, you know, something about sod webworms and grubs. And there must be an organic way to deal with this.
Well, there is, and it's very effective. You can do a couple of things, Steve. One, this product I've talked about a couple of times today on various subjects is effective on both grub worms and the sod web worms. It's called spinosad. Now, spinosad is the active ingredient in the product. It's not the brand name, so you'll have to go to the garden centers and ask for products, and there's several that contain spinosad. The other thing is you can do exactly what I was just talking with Stephanie about, and that's use beneficial nematodes. And beneficial nematodes will control both of those pests.
We talked about that last week, yeah.
Yeah, they'll work great on those two issues. You probably have bluegrass, don't you?
I think, yes, it's a mixture of bluegrass. Right?
Blue and fescue, maybe. Yeah, the beneficial nematodes will help you with all kind of pests. And if you start using them and use them kind of on a regular basis, you know, at least once a year, and some people, like I was saying, do it more often than that, you'll build up these natural populations. And of course, use the organic fertilizers, too, so you don't kill the living organisms. You'll develop this biodiversity in the soil so that you won't have recurring issues with these two pests.
Oh, good. And just one other, if I can sneak in one other question.
Sure.
About that popular grass that's popular, it's, I guess, sold in plugs or whatever they call it in the back of the magazines. I've seen it since I was a little kid in some of the too popular science, popular mechanics magazines. The zoysia grass, what do you think about that?
Well, it's kind of overblown deal. It's expensive to buy it that way, and the people are selling those plugs, you know, the same plugs all over the country. The one that is good quality, if you want to go that route, is called Turfalo, and it was developed out in West Texas at Texas Tech, and theirs is a very good quality if you go that route. Costs a little bit more to go the plug route, and you have to – well, no, it costs much – as takes more time for it to spread and cover. It would be better if you go with zoysia to plant it solid from the beginning, solid sod.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you.
I appreciate the call.
All right.
Thanks, Steve. 866-444-3478. James is in Dallas. Hey, James. There he is. Hey, James.
Hey, hello. Good morning. I've got a serious soil contamination problem from my neighbor's yard.
Okay.
I've got about a dozen Italian cypress, and I was out of town, and we got these heavy rains, and apparently it's washed stuff in. I've got five of them where the weeds won't even grow, the clover or anything.
Mm, that's not good. Can you hang on with me so we can spend a little time on this?
Yes.
Okay, don't go away. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number 866-444-3478. The website dirtdoctor.com. I'll be back.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today. Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growin' Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we're going to do our Victor Pet Tip of the week, and it has to do with nematodes and where to get them. I just know I was looking at our website, and we've got the sources listed kind of strangely, actually. One of the entries in the library is insects beneficials of hyphen where to buy, and then the other one that'll get you to basically the same list, and we need to like I said, probably update these lists, but it'll give you a starting place. Insects, beneficial bug sources is the other one, and they're pretty close together there. They may be listed in other places on the website as well. But that's where you can get the beneficial nematodes that we've been talking about for the control of fleas, ticks, and then other pests too, like termites, grubs, like we were talking about, sod webworms, any of the insects that have at least one of their life cycles in the ground, the beneficial nematodes work on. These same companies sell lady beetles and green lace wings and all kinds of other beneficial kinds of things, including trichogramma wasp, and it's still not too late to do that. In fact, our latest newsletter was about the fact that you can still do an application of both trichogramma wasp and the beneficial nematodes. More information about Victor Pet Foods is at victordogfood.com. Check it out. And also check out our SPCA button, SPCA Dog of the Week button that's on dirtdoctor.com. And we've got about three different dogs there that need home, need some help. So check that out, those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And those of you in the other parts of the country, check with your local rescue organizations to find the wonderful pet. Back to James in Dallas. We were talking about a little soil contamination from the neighbor. James, do you have any idea what the contamination is?
I don't know, but I know it's very toxic because I went over there to look. They'd cleaned it out, but it affected me even. Made me nauseous and break out in a sweat. Immediately took a shower, and 15 minutes later I felt good.
But, oh, boy. Did you talk to him and ask him what it was?
Well, the problem is the house is going to be torn down. And they've been cleaning out, so there was no evidence of what it was. I have, I started out by putting, spinoid on there because the insects were...
Spinosad.
And spray them with Howard juice. And the good news is I've got new growth on every one of them, minimal, but I do have new growth, and I've also put down liquid activated charcoal.
Oh, you have done that. Okay.
I have done that. Now, I've got a problem. I'm going out of town for 3 weeks. If they tear down that garage while I'm gone, who knows what's going to be spread around, depending on the wind and things.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm wondering is, should I buy a bunch of activated charcoal in the granular form and spread it everywhere that I can?
Yeah, what did you do the liquid? What did you make the liquid from? Where did you find it?
What was it? It is the Biogize SD.
Oh, okay. All right, that sounds fine. Any charcoal that's fine textured will work. And to answer your question, putting it out in liquid form and then following that up with dry would be good. I would be tempted to turn these people in to the pest control people at the state level.
Right.
Have you looked into doing that?
I have not. I guess that's probably one of my steps, because if there's something over there, all the neighbors can be affected.
Yeah, they can be causing a lot of problems downstream. What you're doing is the best thing to do for everybody listening. I mean, tying the toxins up with some kind of a carbon material and something that's activated carbon or activated charcoal that's as fine a texture as possible is the best. And then the second thing to do, the second step of soil decontamination, is to apply basically the same things we use for bed preparation and sick tree treatment, but on a little heavier level, and we mix orange oil into the Garrett juice spray and drenching, because it has some effect as well. But not knowing what it is, you know, we're kind of shooting in the dark.
That's true. I'm concerned about the plants, but I'm more concerned about my family's health.
Sure, sure.
As you can imagine.
You could test for it. There's one company, and it, unfortunately, I can't remember the name of it. It's up in Oregon or out in the West somewhere, and it's very expensive to do when you don't know, when you can't tell them what you're looking for. You know, if you could tell them, I need to see if there's a diazinon contamination or a 2,4-D or something, that test is relatively inexpensive. But when they're looking just broad brush to try to figure out what it was, they have to run this series of tests, and it's expensive.
What do you think about putting a barrier up? There's a small strip of land between my neighbor's garage and mine that's actually on that property, but I could put a barrier up, I guess. I could spread the charcoal there, so at least, because it only comes in when there's heavy rain.
Yeah. On the surface, does it come in, or does it come underground in any
way? I think it's coming underground, but I don't know that for a
while. All you can do would be to dig a ditch and put in an underground barrier, which would be something like one of the solid root barriers, or, you know, some kind of plastic or fiberglass or something that would block it at that point. And then you could, you know, beef up your organic amendments and everything on your side of the deal. But getting them, you know, if it's contaminated that much, I mean, this is something like the EPA and the local Texas version of the EPA, if you tell them about it, they might come out and shut the project down and have it and make them decontaminated if it's as bad as you are indicating that it is.
Well, it's definitely bad. Now, we've had a couple of heavy rains since then, so it may have washed away most of it or washed it into my yard.
Are the plants doing better now that you've done the work?
As I say, I've got new growth on the full length of them. They're surviving.
Well, maybe you've gotten most of it collected. What the carbon does, it immediately locks up the toxins. And then the biological activity from all the other organic amendments and products actually does the breaking down of the molecules and the complete decontamination. But the thing that the charcoal does, it just grabs and holds on.
And how long does that last?
Well, pretty much indefinitely, I guess, because the only thing that's going to change after that is biological activity, taking it apart. I guess at some point the carbon could disassemble and it could release again, but chances are that the contaminant molecule will have had enough time to start breaking down by that point because of the other things that you're going to do.
Lastly, I was going to put down compost in these areas, so I guess I should treat that too.
Well, compost will help you. Zeolite is another thing you might want to think about, and if you put it in a barrier, putting a bunch of zeolite around the barrier would be good because it also has the ability to grab and hold on to certain elements effectively. So I would do all that, but I think I'd also call in some of the authorities and see if, let them test it. If they come in, they'll test it, and it'll be on their nickel, not yours. It ought to be on the nickel of the guy that owns the property.
That's true, but I've got to prove it. That's the thing. So it would be the government authority, I guess.
Yeah, the Texas version of EPA is. I forget the letters, but there's a Texas version of it. There's also the Texas Pest Control Board. They're the ones that deal with whether people that are using pesticides are doing it according to their license and the labeling instructions and all that. Unfortunately, they don't enforce things very well, but that's who you would talk to. It'd be worth just calling and asking them about it and see what their response is.
Well, I'll definitely do that, and I sure do appreciate your help.
Good luck. And let me know how it all turns out.
I will do that. And my main concern, as I say, I'm going to be gone for several weeks, so I can't watch the situation. So I've got to do something prophylactic before I leave.
Yeah. I think you're on the right track. Let me know what comes out of it.
Okay. Thank you for
Thanks,
your time.
James. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Rockford, Illinois, and talk to Kevin. Hey, Kevin.
Good morning, sir.
What's up?
I have a question on your nematodes.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the pets go, I have a couple of like miniature toy dogs, and then my other dogs, they like to dig in the dirt, and then a couple of them eat the dirt. Is that bad if they ingest these?
Well, we've never heard any reports of there being anything just the opposite, Kevin. The beneficial nematodes attack and kill microscopic pathogens. They don't hurt anything of any size at all. So, I think if there was any danger of that, I would have heard about it. People yelling and screaming, and I've used it around my dogs, and I've got dogs and have had through the years of all sizes and never seen anything but beneficial results from the nematodes. They don't even hurt plants. There are plant eating nematodes, plant destructive nematodes, like root knot nematodes. Well, these nematodes don't even hurt plants. They only hurt the insects and the other microbes and things like that in the soil, the bad guys.
All right. Okay. That's great because I was thinking about calling you this morning on ticks, and then a lady asked, and nematodes and everything just fell into place for me today.
Don't think it'd be a problem.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have
Thanks,
a good day.
Thanks, Kevin. You too. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Let's see if we can get a call in with Richard in Rome, Georgia. Hi, Richard.
Hello. How are you, sir?
Doing great.
My question is, I butt up against a power line easement that is covered with fescue and crabgrass and dandelions and all that sort of stuff, mostly weeds, and I have a Bermuda lawn. How do I get rid of the fescue and have the Bermuda propagate under the power lines?
Mow it all down and just start over. I think that the Bermuda grass, if it's watered and fertilized, will crowd out the fescue. I think that's the best way to go. I don't think there's any other magical way you can approach it.
Okay. And one other question. One of my neighbors has the same lawn that I have, but the other neighbor is it's a rental house.
Tell you what, I'm going to have to finish this off there, Richard. I've got to run for a minute. Howard Garrett, be back right after this.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here for Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, or gluten and are naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love the Victor. I feel strongly that your dogs will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Believe it or not, weight management is more than simply calories in versus calories out. To achieve your ideal weight, your digestive system must function effectively. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has found that there are regulating factors that control absorption of calories and whether they are stored as fat. One of the most significant influences in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of beneficial bacteria in our GI tracts. These friendly bacteria help in regulating blood sugar and normalizing our appetite. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's probiotics every day due to its carefully selected strains of live beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health, increase energy through better absorption of nutrients, and help with weight management. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available today. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working black cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply black cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black cow, the mature manure, black cow.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And we, for the first time, have an open line. Give us a call at 866-444-3478. Here's James in Cedar Hill. Hey, James.
How you doing, Howard?
Doing very well. What's going on?
I got a pretty reasonable question to ask you. I was in a gardening store or organic facility.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a new person there that I'd never seen before, but I was looking at a plant, and it was a little small. And I said, well, I don't think I want that. I'm going to get one over at one of the big box stores. And she said, oh, no, don't do that, because they spray those. They spray the seed before they plant it, and they spray the plant. And that'll be all in the plant. It was a tomato plant I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Well, I don't know what they'd be spraying it with. Did they bother to tell you that?
Well, they said that those were like sprayed with GMOs and different things like that, and that gets into the cell of the plants, and that's what you would be getting.
Yeah.
I just thought that she didn't want me to go buy it from another place and just buy there, which I generally do, but sometimes I buy tomato plants and stuff like that at one of the big box stores.
Sure. I don't know what they would be spraying a tomato plant with that would cause a GMO problem if they were, they're spraying with some kind of a pest control. I suppose that's a possibility. They certainly couldn't be spraying the tomatoes with Roundup or with, you know, herbicide, which is the big GMO issue. So I think she was just trying to keep your business there.
Keep my business.
Yeah.
So the bottom line is it's not a problem buying plants from like Bonnie and places like that in other places.
Well, the only thing that I would tell you is that I think that you can get good plants from anybody, any company, any grower, any company, any retail store. It depends on the people there and what they're doing. We tend to recommend the independent stores more, because if something happens, you have a better chance of having somebody to talk to help solve the problem. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times the big box stores will bring in varieties that aren't very well adapted, because the buyer's buying for Chicago and Florida and Texas and everything, you know, all at once. And a lot of times in the independent stores, you're going to get the varieties that we would recommend that would do a little bit better for you. But as far as being contaminated, I don't know what it would be that they would be doing that would contaminate them. So I don't think that'd be a problem.
Okay. One last question, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I didn't cut my roses back, and now they're all in full bloom. Should I just let them bloom? And
yeah,
then
just let them be big. I've got some that I haven't cut back either. They're gigantic, and it's kind of fun to have some of them really big. The cutting back, especially for the older roses, is more for maintaining the size that you want rather than the health of the plant. I had one that Duché got so big that I cut it all the way to the ground. I was even thinking about taking it completely out because it's getting a little crowded there, but it came back from the ground and it's turned into a really beautiful little plant again. So there's no magic about when you prune or how much you prune on roses. Roses are really very, very tough. And if you decide to let one just grow and be the big size it wants to be, there's nothing wrong with that either.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. Talk to you later. And Daryl, we haven't heard from him in a while. What's going on?
Yeah, it has been a little while. How you been?
Been doing pretty well. A lot of news, a lot of things going on. How about with you?
Same here. Just got through doing Arbor Day in Irving yesterday, followed by North Park yesterday afternoon. So I had a big show day yesterday. Arbor Day went well. I like those guys. It's a pretty good event. And so, speaking of Arbor, I'm wondering if you're familiar with a tree called Moringa oleifera.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, well, it's a very fascinating plant. In fact, some people call it nature's multivitamin. There's so many nutrients in it, you can literally make a multivitamin that is nothing but the pods and leaves of this plant. It's a tree that's native to the Himalayas, but it's now pretty widely cultivated in Africa and Central and South America. Oh, India.
What kind of zone is it hardy in?
That's a good question. I'm looking into that. I understand that people in Texas are growing it. I haven't acquired one yet, but I'm going to be finding out as much as I can about how to grow it. But it's pretty amazing stuff. Apparently, it can be used for purifying water. The roots make a pretty good replacement for horseradish. The pods have pretty much all the essential amino acids and most of the vitamins and nutrients. It's a pretty amazing tree. Apparently, it makes pretty good food source, too.
Sounds like one I need to know more about. Keep me
absolutely
posted.
That's why I thought I'd call and let you know about it. When I start finding out more, I'll shoot you some links and things. But, yeah, Moringa oleifera.
Moringa, okay.
Yep.
Thanks, Daryl.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
Thanks for checking in. Interesting tree to look into. By the way, I didn't tell you earlier, another thing in Howard's garden, I had my one Styrex dug up by a dog in the neighborhood and ripped to shreds. And I found another growing operation that had the plant, so I've planted three more. So we'll keep you posted on how well that plant does in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I know it does beautifully in Boston. My friend there, Arbor's buddy there, told me about it, so we'll see how it does here. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478 to call me. Website is dirtdoctor.com.